USA Radio News.
An Illinois congresswoman is working on a bill to cut federal funding from school districts that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates. Representative Mary Miller spoke to Newsmax.
In Illinois, we've got a picture of Governor Pritzker with the students without a mask on, and he's forcing these kids to be masked. A judge just ruled that he cannot continue with this in Illinois. I'm vigorously opposed to what they're doing to our students, which is why I propose these recent bills.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is facing pressure to lift federal COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates after several Democratic-led states announced they'll begin rolling back restrictions. The Daily Mail reported the Democratic governors of California, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon all announced plans to lift mask mandates indoors and/or in schools later this month or next. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
When it comes to returning to the workforce, men outnumber women.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing his own party. McConnell spoke out about the Republican National Committee's censure of two House GOP lawmakers investigating what he calls the violent insurrection on January 6, 2021. McConnell said it's not the party's job to decide whom to support. The RNC last week took a voice vote to approve censuring Representatives Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The COVID-19 pandemic has led to a smaller bundle of joy in terms of an expected baby bust.
Births in the United States didn't fall as much as expected due to the pandemic, according to CDC data. The United States saw roughly 7,000 fewer births through the first 9 months of 2021 compared with the same period the year prior, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics. The numbers reflect conceptions that occurred roughly from April through December 2020, a period that includes the first part of last winter's COVID-19 case surge, which started in October 2020 and waned by February 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senator Marsha Blackburn sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services on Tuesday expressing what she called grave concerns about the department's program that could reportedly use taxpayer money to distribute crack pipes to drug addicts. The Washington Beacon initially reported on the program, noting the department would prioritize applicants in underserved communities as defined under one of President Biden's executive orders. An HHS spokesperson reportedly told the Beacon the grants would fund smoking kits with pipes for users to smoke crystal meth, crack cocaine, and any illicit substances. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.